There have long been tensions between the U.S. and some Middle Eastern nations, but Chuck Scott believes today's challenges stem from an incident decades ago, an ordeal in which he was held captive. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Decades after he was held captive in Iran, Chuck Scott looks back on how he believes the ordeal should have been handled. He says bombing Iran would not have done any good, and of course, he would have died in the process.
The revolutionary zeal in Iran was such that if we had even said, we're going to start nuking your cities one at a time, Khomeini would have said, go ahead, we'll all be martyrs. And the Iranian people, enough of them, would have said, fine, and we would have looked like real idiots.
To better understand the Iranian hostage crisis, Scott says you have to look at a much bigger picture.
I always use the analogy that Americans have a 60-minute mentality. And at the end of 60 minutes, we want a clear winner and a clear loser, nothing in between, no areas of gray. That's not the way the world works. And in the Middle East, perceptions are more important than truth. And they believed, the Iranians did, at the time they took the embassy over, that we were in the process of restaging a coup similar to the one that took place in 1953 when Mohammad Mossadegh was overthrown and the Shah came back to power.
Scott believes the Iran hostage crisis signaled the beginning of tensions that last yet today.
It was the biggest shot in the arm you could possibly have, in my view, for radical Islam. They gained in stature and they were emboldened by our release under the Algiers Accords because the United States gave in totally to Iran.
He and others were held from November of 1979 to January of 1981, a period of 444 days. Traveling the countryside in Jonesboro, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.